It's Morning Becomes Eclectic at KCRW. I'm Nick Harcourt, your host, and we're at Tequila Mockingbird Studios in Austin, Texas, here for South by Southwest. You've heard us playing the music of Stoney for probably the last 6 months or so. I don't even know where it came from. Did you post it to us? It just arrived in the mail mysteriously.
Yeah, I think someone must have posted it through your door.
Yeah, I think so. Well, we like the album a lot, and I'm happy to say that you're in Texas, and you're here to do some shows at South by Southwest. Going to be in Los Angeles, I do believe, in a couple of weeks as well, though, right?
Yeah, that's the plan, yes. Okay. Santa Barbara, to be precise.
But, excellent. Well, hopefully in Los Angeles as well, but yeah. Right now, on Morning Becomes Eclectic, I'm happy to say it's the U.S. radio debut.
It's indeed.
It's Stoney, live.
Thanks, Nick.
You were horny and pissed. No one tells you when you ought to go home. So you start locking horns. He's a stag to your fawn. Why the hell can't you leave it alone? Well, your ass hit the floor. So you stand up for more. There's no mercy for your stubborn pride. And your girl starts to bleed as your face starts to bleed. And with a drunken arm, you flung her aside. Just never learn. Gave your shoulders a shrug. Shouted, danger's my drug. And like a dog to his puke, you return. Well, this time was the last. His fist was too fast. His ring, the last thing that you saw. Your point laid to waste as your bitter same face left your eats in your lunch through a straw. And your belly sagged around town, kicking up a stink. The drinking man is the missing link. Your brow frowns and your knuckles dry. Your eyes gaze out of two black eyes. Around town, kicking up a stink. The drinking man. You'll crush me. Oh,
Upon the cage, she dares the jaded
close into a fist, but this damn job was paying peanuts. I was feeling like a monkey in a zoo. A monkey in a zoo. The safety on monotony, I put the blinkers on. The bait of mediocrity, hook, line, sinker, I've been caught. Baby, we've been caught. She shakes the cage, she shakes the cage.
Good job.
Thank you.
Yeah, nice one. Stoney is our guest on Morning Becomes Eclectic. Why don't I get you to introduce the band in studio with you this morning? You can take a swig of water first if
absolutely,
you want.
Absolutely,
yeah. A little out of breath there.
I'll do it afterwards.
All right.
Okay, from right to left, not that helps the listeners, is John Hughes on bass. It's Steve Cowley on keys, Joe Clegg, also known as Cleggy, on drums, and Seth Gibbs on guitar.
And Mark Stoney, of course.
And of course me.
That would be you.
Last but probably least.
Well, again, thanks so much for coming in today. I was really happy we were able to put this together. As you know, in fact, I think that song you just played was probably the first track that we got. Was that a single, something you released as a single originally?
No, it's going to be.
It is going to be.
Yes.
We got a single. I seem to remember we got a single with something on it. Maybe it was Soap in a Bathtub.
Soap in a Bathtub was a single, yes. I know there's been lots of CDs flying around.
So that was probably the first thing that we got, probably about 6 months or so, I guess, something like that. When did you record this album?
It's sort of been over the last sort of 3 years, really.
Mm.
Just at home in my, in whatever dark room I happen to be in with equipment.
Okay.
And, it's been a sort of gradually built up, and then I went, well, I've got an album.
Right. And did you sort of set out to do that, or were you just recording tracks and seeing where you went?
I was recording tracks and seeing where it went, definitely, yeah.
Now, you're from Sheffield.
Yes.
Do you live there still?
No, I'm actually living in Austin at the moment.
And that's what I heard. You just came out here about a month or so ago, right?
Yeah, that's right. Last month.
But Sheffield is where you've been, where you grew
for
up?
For the last six years. I grew up in London. I kind of
moved to Sheffield
nomadically. Yeah.
Oh, okay. tell us a bit about
like
about
the
your...
A-team, almost.
Mr. T's going to come through the door any minute. Yeah. When did you first sort of start to pick up a guitar? Tell us about your background musically.
I started to pick up a guitar when I was about 15 or 16, I suppose.
Were you inspired by anything in particular?
I think it was to impress the ladies.
Always a good idea.
Yeah, and I learned the chord of E minor.
I right.
wrote a song called Spain based entirely on E minor because I thought it sounded Spanish. And then it sort of stayed at that level for a while, and I learned some more chords.
Did you play other people's music, or did you always start off doing your own stuff?
My own stuff, really. I sometimes try to do other people's music and would get the chords completely wrong. And so it turned into my song, I suppose.
What else do you play? I mean, you're described as a multi-instrumentalist. So tell us what else you play.
I guess I play to an extent. I'd say I was sort of like a jack of all trades and a master of none, really. At the time of recording the album, I didn't have a band. So it was a necessity that I could make a
So you played everything on the record?
Work. Yeah, bar the drums, and there were a couple of guest appearances later. But yeah, the idea. I sort of recorded and wrote it at the same time.
Now, you got some nice attention over in the UK from this album, right? You got a little bit of airplay over there.
Yeah.
Did that then give you the opportunity to play out live and put a band together?
Yeah. There was a... I put a band together to sort of tour the album, really, and bring it to the live stage and not just sort of copy it, but bring another interpretation of it, really, is the plan.
What inspires you musically when you play all these different instruments? Clearly there's something going on that that drives you. What inspires you? Apart from girls.
Girls, coffee, alcohol. I think, to be honest, I don't know what else I could do. I'm not very good at a lot else, so I just spend my time doing that, really.
That's like me, generally. Really. But I get to play other people's songs on the radio, so.
You're really good at talking. You've got a lovely voice.
Oh, thank you so much. So, but you're really good at this. I mean, you know, this is obviously something that, you know, you were meant to do. Does it feel like that to you?
Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, if you say you can't do anything else, I mean.
Well, yeah, nothing that can, you know, impress the ladies like playing a guitar.
Now we got this album, or as I said, maybe it was a single first about 6 months or so ago. Yeah. Did you self-release this over in the UK?
Yes.
And there's still no home for it here in the States right now, right?
No. Well, you can get it on iTunes.
Right.
That's about it. I mean, it's still sort of floating around as a download, but it's yet to take form physically in the shops and stuff. We got the distribution, all that boring stuff, but
right.
it's not come into play yet. We were kind of caught a bit off guard. You know, we just pressed up a sort of 1,000 of these things, homegrown, and sort of sold them through the website, and then it was sort of getting reviewed in the national papers and end up on radio.
That's great.
And so we're like, it's not in the shops, so we're working on that.
And then obviously here in the States, we've been giving it airplay. I don't know if you've been getting any airplay anywhere else yet, have you?
In the States?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've come over to investigate that.
All right. Well, we'll check it out while you're here. I know you've got a couple of shows in town. Heading to Los Angeles, Southern California for a show in Santa Barbara.
Yeah, it's a bit of recording in Santa Barbara.
Oh, so there's no show set?
No, not yet. Yeah, I might pop into LA and do a show, but nothing concrete yet.
Well, we'll have to help you figure that out.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, no worries.
I'd like that.
Well, it's great to have you in the studio. I'm glad we could do this, and thanks to all the guys for coming in as well. I'm going to throw it back to you. We'll wrap it up with a second set of music. We'll also come back and we'll do a giveaway. We've got some copies of the CD that we're going to get Mark to sign before he leaves. He's picking up the acoustic guitar right now.
I am.
And then you just tell me when you're ready, mate, and we'll throw it back to you.
I'll adjust myself.
All right. You listen to Morning Becomes Eclectic. It's KCRW. We're in Austin, Texas for South by Southwest. Coming to you live from Tequila Mockingbird Studios. We came here. This is a great studio, by the way, isn't it? Nice space. Yeah. So, all right. I'll throw it back to you for our second set. It's Stoney on Morning Becomes Eclectic.
Okay. This song called Ghost. I think we're in tune. You ready, Seth? Here we go again. Looking back through the window in the door that now is closed, the looking glass that lost its tinted rose, at the secrets of the path we never chose. We lose ourselves there, and we fall into the arms of the unseen, of all that never was but should have been, beyond the day that woke us from. It's a little late to speculate on what we could have done. It's a little late to overstate the obvious. We considered every move we made. We did what we thought best. So release the fist of dirt into the grave and lay the ghost to rest. Apologies unsaid, and the tragedy of hope we left for dead. 'Cause they're as fruitless as the tears in the sour milk we spilt on the ruins of the tower that we built, and the silence and the loneliness of guilt. It's a little late to speculate on what we could have done.
and so easy now to overstate the obvious. We considered every move we made, we did what we thought best. So throw down the fist of dirt into the grave, lay the ghost to rest. Over. No phoenix from these ashes will arise. So let the tears upon the lashes of your eyes fall to the desert ground and bring new life. Walk away now. I'm not saying that we can or should. Just don't cloud your every sunrise with regret. The curtain hasn't fallen on us yet. The curtain hasn't fallen on us yet. The curtain hasn't fallen on us yet.
Jumping down from my stool. Next is a song called Soap in a Bathtub. To be your love, I don't want the fool's gold. But I'm in danger. I'm hungry, angry, lonely, and a stranger. I'm living la vida loca, lone ranger. I need you to take hold. Isn't that what
So it goes up in flames, and out of the ashes it rises again. It's never coming, it's constantly running away. But I'm right behind you, be sure that I'll find you someday.
Sure that I'll opened your heart, made it mine. Love is alive.
It's alcohol.
Set me on fire when the shadow vanishes and my heart is a whack bouncing off the wall. Lift me out for Maya, bring sweet melody. Now we'll have it pop, pop, pop down the hall. Send me on fire, fire, fire. Now it's your turn. Let me set you alight, let your flame. Your soul sing, open your eyes, let the light sing. Love is alive. Set me on fire, when the shadow vanishes and my heart is a whack, whack, bouncing off the wall.
It's the Big Rock Show. Stoney on Morning Becomes Eclectic. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for bringing the band. Hopefully we will see you in LA in the not-too-distant future.
That would be wonderful.
I know you're going to be playing around Austin the next couple of days. We've got some copies of the CD to give away, but I also want to let people know where they can find it. I can't really see with the light in here right now, but you have a website. Is it stoney.com?
It's stoney.mu. M for Mike, U for uniform, phonetically.
I'm glad.
All the comms were taken.
I'm glad it's not Manchester United. I thought for a minute you had a... Anyway. So stoney.mu.
Yeah, and there's a MySpace.
MySpace/Stoney
Stuff.
Stoney Stuff. All right. Well, congratulations. This is a great album. I'm really happy that we had the opportunity to play it on the radio and then to get you guys to come in and play it for us today. Thanks so much.
I had a lot of fun. Thank you.
Good one. Thanks. This is subscriber-supported 89.9 KCRW Santa Monica, KCRI Indio Palm Springs, KCRU Oxnard Ventura, KCRY Mojave Antelope Valley, Handpicked Music and NPR News, streaming and podcasting at kcrw.com. We are a community service of Santa Monica College. I feel like you guys just got going, actually. It seems like we should just keep playing, but we got to go to news, so kind of a shame. All right, thanks again. We have 5 copies of Stoney's Seen and the Unseen available for our subscribers. If you've not won anything from us in the last 90 days, call us with your member number at 877-600-KCRW, 877-600-5279. Keep your ear to KCRW. Hopefully we'll get him into the Hotel Cafe or somewhere like that when he's in L.A. Thanks to Stoney, to the band, Mario Diaz, our engineer, Marty Lester here at Tequila, Phoebe Zimmerman, our board op in Los Angeles, Ana Ibustios, our production assistant. Special thanks to John Lewis, Wally Williams, Alice Safer and Angie Johnson. Ariana Morganstern produces our program. Tomorrow, Lou Rhodes will join us from the band Lamb. She's got a solo album out, and she's in Texas as well. As we head to the top of the hour, I want to remind you that as this show goes off the air and news comes on, if you want to check out more music right now, go to our music channel, go to kcrw.com, and go to the music channel. You can hear another edition of New Ground, a new edition of New Ground with Chris Tsiridis, also from here at South by Southwest. This program will be archived until the next one airs at kcrw.com, and Morning Becomes Eclectic is weekdays, Monday through Friday in Los Angeles from 9 a.m. until 12 noon at 89.9 KCRW. Okay, it's sunny today in Austin, so we're going to go out and see what's going on. We'll see you tomorrow.